This is the Uncover You podcast, and I'm Eva Berunius. I'm here to help you navigate your transformational journey so you can experience the you underneath the conditioning and unconscious beliefs. You always find the show notes over at selfmasteryandbeyond.com. Let's get to the core of things. Here's today's episode. Hi, warm welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are really well. I'm settling back into Swedish time zone after landing back in Sweden a few days ago after the power journey to Teotihuacan and a few more weeks after that in Mexico. So I'm looking out the window on a very kind of gray and foggy November day in Stockholm, Sweden. So today, I'd like to talk to you about one habit or pattern that you might not be aware of, or maybe you are aware of it, but haven't gotten to a way of, you know, unstuck yourself from it, that might be slowing down your progress, meaning the shifts and changes that you want for yourself. So we're going to jump straight into it. What is this pattern? It's doing everything on your own. Doing it alone, not having support, not reaching out to a friend or getting a coach to move you through certain obstacles or certain patterns that you might not be able to get to yourself. And even if you might be the person that are reaching out or are in group settings in the community or whatever it might be, or have a therapist, or it might be that you're asking for help about certain things, but others might still be off limits. You know, they might be, you might be less comfortable asking for help or getting support around certain parts. So this is what we're going to dive into, and we're going to examine and look at, like, what might be some unconscious reasons to why we're doing this, so we understand the pattern underneath this expression. And we're going to look into, like, when is that helpful to keep that belief or that pattern, and when is it not? And hopefully bust some, ideas that your mind has about this. One of the reasons, or some of the reasons, that why we might go about this work on our own, doing it by ourselves, might be more obvious things, as, you know, we're just used to being the lone wolf, and, you know, I'm supposed to figure these things out on my own. But underneath that, that's often the more surface explanation. Yeah, I'm the lone wolf. But why? The lone wolf is usually a protector part, a part that's has gone about doing things a certain way because it doesn't trust other ways of doing it. So that's when it gets interesting, and that's when we really can start to see, okay, what's actually there a few layers deeper? And that could be anything from being scared of opening up around these topics. And maybe that's because, like, a fear of failure. Like, if I show up to someone else, will they judge me? What will they think of my progress, where I'm at? So feeling like you have to prove yourself, and then showing, being honest and vulnerable with someone else, can be really scary for parts that are scared, afraid of failure, of not being worthy, of not reaching some kind of bar or standard that we are projecting that the other person is measuring us against. And if there's a fear like that, we've often, like I mentioned, built a protection mechanism around that that can be the lone wolf character, or it could be just an identity around managing, around being self-sustained, around being ambitious and being able to get things done. So when we have fear about trusting other people and how they're going to meet us and if we're going to get judged, then we often build some kind of protection mechanism that can either go in overcompensating, you know, see, I can manage anything on my own. I'm totally fine. I don't need anyone else. I got this. I can make anything that I need happen. I got this. Or it might be that it goes the other way and we kind of believe that story of, well, I'm not good enough. I'm not reaching up to other people's standards. So we're more in the victim state believing that that's true. So yeah, no, I haven't gotten so far in this work. I'm not measuring up. I'm not doing a great job. I'm not making progress. So therefore, you know, unconsciously, I'm not worthy of help. But what's that? Both of those are coming from is the fear of feeling unworthy, the fear of feeling like a failure, and that emotion that brings up. So as long as we're staying on the surface level and just saying, giving these explanations, well, it's because of this and this and this. Yeah, but what is that protection mechanism covering up? What is it protecting you from? And we've already touched on it a little bit, but that sense that receiving support is not safe, that can often be hidden a few layers deep. It's usually not a clear thought like that. I don't trust. Well, we might be saying, I don't trust other people. But it might be way more subtle than that. It might not show up as a thought, as a story with words at all. It's just something that our nervous system has picked up on. And unconsciously, we just hold that belief. Like, no, I don't want to receive anything from anyone. That's a situation that historically has proven to be unsafe. So with that, we're shutting off other people's help and connection with them and support, and we're not open to receive. So the solution there has been protecting from an unsafe situation, protecting from hurt or pain, disappointment maybe, by depriving ourselves of receiving that support. And another big factor, of course, can be the investment, spending money on myself, spending money on this fluffy, you know, self-development stuff. Why should I do that? And it's often also really deeply unconsciously engraved in us that there are certain things that are okay to spend money on. And it's even, you know, as I'm using these words, like spend money. It sounds like losing money. They're pouring away from you. But if we talk about it as an investment, like it's okay to invest money in, you know, your food or your car or your electrical bill or whatever it is. But then it's often also okay to invest in certain other things that are above just the survival level. And that will be individual for all of us. What we've been programmed to believe is okay to invest money into. An interesting aspect to this that I've often seen both in myself previously around my own scarcity beliefs around money and also in other people and clients that show up and are maybe afraid of investing money into to themselves is we don't take into account what that it's costing us to not take care of ourselves, to not nurture ourselves, to not grow. Because it comes with the cost of drama. It comes with the cost of depression. It comes with the cost of loud mind chatter and stress. So walking around in that constantly, you know, that that comes at a cost. And even if that doesn't look like that's money, like it's costing you time and energy, two of the currencies that I would say are way bigger, you know, than money. Money is a way of trading things, but your time, you can't get back. You can always find new ways of making money, if that means working a few more hours or whatever it is. But your time, you can't get back. So while we're investing our energy into these time-consuming patterns instead of getting help around them, yeah, we're doing ourselves a disservice, and we don't see the trap and the belief that is holding that into place, saying that money is the most valuable currency, I shouldn't be spending it. But we don't see what we are spending, our time and our energy on these patterns. So, okay, those are some reasons to why we might not be investing in coaching, or, you know, even getting help in some way, reaching out to a friend or someone in the community and saying, hey, can you hold some space for me while I dig into this? So now that we understand a bit more about what might be behind that, what and the reasons that, you know, these stories are giving for not doing that, not investing in yourself in that way, what this habit actually is doing, well, it's keeping us isolated. And it's keeping us from moving forward. And when I say isolated, it's the obvious level of, well, yeah, we don't have anyone to talk to about this. We're not reaching out and connecting. So it's keeping us isolated from other people. But it's also keeping us isolated in this box in our mind. And as long as we're isolated in that box, the current box of your current mind program, that is keeping you from moving forward. So if you keep doing more of that, if you keep doing things according to this old habit, there will be a limit to how far you can go. So right now you might be asking yourself, how do I know if I'm just not interested and just not in need and or wanting support, help around my process, or if I'm actually in a pattern, an unconscious pattern that is keeping me from getting the help that I really would benefit from? Good question. So here are some signs. If you feel like you're not given a choice, meaning it doesn't even occur to you as an option, like it's not even there in your world. Oh, I could get help. I could get support. I could hire someone to take me deeper into that process or uncover an unconscious belief or understand what's underneath, yeah, this pattern that I can see and that I feel stuck in. If that doesn't even show up as an option, then yes, there's probably, you're operating from within a box where that isn't an option, either because you're afraid of it or just because it's so habitual to go about it on your by yourself. Or It shows up as an option, but the reasons for not doing it, like I shouldn't be doing it, is based in fear. Oh my God, I can't afford it. I'm going to lose money. What if I'm not making progress? What if I'm not having the results that I want? What if it's not worth it? What will they think of me? You know. So the reasons for not doing it is coming from fear. So that sense too, also leaving you without a choice, because it now seems like a really bad idea to do this, because then you have to face all these fears, okay? So when you're in that situation with anything that you're kind of not given a choice, because the alternative or going ahead with it seems like such a bad choice, or it doesn't even occur as a choice, then you know that's a pretty solid sign that, yeah, you don't have freedom to choose. You don't have freedom to consider and say, oh, would this be something that might be helpful for me? And that you can consider it and feel into it and make a decision. That's freedom. But what about being overly help-seeking? Because you might be sitting here and you're like, well, I look for help all the time. I go from one course to the next and to therapists and to coaches, and I'm getting all the help that, you know, I think I need, and I even think that I might be doing that too much in a way that's not helpful for me, that I'm disempowering myself and feeling like I can't handle it on my own. I always need this new shiny thing that's going to help me. And yes, that can be a pattern as well, a slightly different pattern. But what these two patterns do have in common is that someone else is in charge of your decision-making process, okay? So in the first example, where we're avoiding help, where we're never seeking it out or are afraid of reaching out and getting it, well, then it's usually a protection part that is in charge of the decision-making, huh? Might be the lone wolf. It might be someone else that is pushing that support away or that option away. In the other example of seeking that help again and again and again, might also be a protection part, but we're probably more identified with the victim, believing that we need all this help and that we can't support ourselves, or a part that believes that about the victim and says, oh, we need to get help, a fixer or someone that continuously looks at our inner victim as someone completely helpless and in need of help. So with both these patterns, you can ask yourself, well, hold on. Who's in charge of the decision-making process? And who's in charge of doing this work? Is it coming from a fixer? Is it coming from a lone wolf spiritual warrior? And some of them might be more helpful on this journey than others. And also sometimes, even when you're overly help-seeking, are you actually getting the help that you need? Are you getting the coaching or the therapy that is actually what you need right now? So while you're jumping from one thing to the next, is something sticking? Is something helping you getting the results? Because that's what good therapy, good coaching should do, huh? It should both change how you look at things, your perspectives, but it should also have you grow skills so that you can change your inner world, and you will notice, you will recognize that by your day-to-day life changing. And sometimes that change might look shitty and feel uncomfortable in the beginning, but at least that's something different than your Groundhog Day, than the same pattern repeating again and again and again. So something shifting and changing means it's moving. Okay. So why in the world should you get help? Should you invest in support, whether that's reaching out to a friend, whether that's hiring a coach, whether that's going on a power journey like the one to Teotihuacan, or whatever it is, where it's more than just what you're doing right now, listening and getting insights and information, but actually helping you to process through things. Well, here's why. And this is a big one. What got you here won't get you there. And this is something, I love this saying, I love this quote, and it's proven itself true again and again and again in my own journey and what I see for other people. We are so practiced to operate from our thinking mind and identify with our thinking mind. So we don't know what is outside of it. We don't even know all the other parts of ourselves that exists. The truth is that the mind and the thinking mind won't be able to guide you into your unconscious. So as you keep operating from the same belief and from the same habits and the same patterns, like from within that box, you won't be able to go anywhere else. You will keep repeating those patterns. It will be like, you know, you've been going in your little rowing boat on the pond back home. So therefore you think like, yeah, I can take the same rowing boat and I can get across the Atlantic. So what got you here to this point might have worked or it might not have worked in certain ways. But if you want to go beyond this point, if you want to expand your consciousness, if you want to get out from old patterns, if you want to identify unconscious beliefs and get in touch with them, you need other tools. You need to look at it from outside of that old box. So as long as you're trying to solve it from within your box, you're gonna keep looping. And here's another truth. Like holding space and guiding yourself into your unconscious, where these beliefs are held, is difficult. It's challenging. That doesn't mean that it's not doable. It just means that you have to practice it a lot. And having someone else holding that space for you and guiding you through that process a few times and again, I'm starting to get it. Now you have a way to go there. It's not something we've learned. It's not something we've practiced. And instead of trying to fix it, instead of trying to get that screw in with a hammer, now you're getting a different tool. You're like, here's the electric screwdriver. Here we go. And that will, of course, save you time. How much is your time worth? So we call this the self-mastery work, but that doesn't mean that you have to do it all on your own. I know for me on my journey, getting a coach was crucial. Having other people from the power journeys coming home to share with, to reflect with, was crucial for making the big shifts that I was able to do. I didn't do that on my own. Like, yes, it was then up to me to take action or implement, integrate all of that and to show up and doing the practices and getting into my body and feeling the emotions. But I didn't do this myself. I didn't do it by myself all alone. And I know that that got me there to the changes way faster than if I would have tried to figure it out on my own. Like getting that example, like having someone guiding me through that process, it just made it click after a few times. Okay, like trying to think my way out of it or just inventorying the heck out of it won't get me to the actual change. That's the first step. That's the awareness part. Great. Now what? How do I get to the belief? How do I get to the layer underneath that belief, that initial belief? Oh, why was that belief installed? Oh, because there's another belief underneath that. And under that is an emotion that someone is scared of feeling. Okay, here we go. Now it started to make sense. So it was when I got surprised about what I found that I knew that I was really hitting, you know, getting to the core of things. Because anything that I would try to figure out with my mind, and I hear this a lot in clients, you know, like, oh yeah, I know why this is. Like, I can totally see what this is coming from as a pattern in my childhood. Yes, but what's underneath? What's underneath the initial pattern? So getting help, getting a coach, it's something that I still do. I have a coach in different areas of my life, depending on if I want to learn something new, whether that's, you know, playing the guitar, or whether that's how to run a business, or, you know, take dance classes, or whatever that is. And I still have people around me that I hire to hold space for me when I need it. And I know for me that that allows me to feel supported so I can also support others. Giving that to myself and being able to be in that receiving state of that support so I can also then give it to others is really important. So this is not anything that just went away. It's a continuous thing that I keep giving myself. So maybe you're sitting here right now and wondering, oh, should I actually, is this the time for me to get some help, to get some support, to get a coach, to get, you know, whatever that is? So here's a few signs. Number one, if you find yourself feeling stuck with a certain pattern, with a certain belief, and you feel like you're not able to get to the core of it. Like you've done some work on it, you've done some inventorying, and you can't seem to get to the underlying belief or understand how it all fits together. Or maybe it's about you getting stuck, which this is always this. When you feel stuck, it's because you're getting stuck in the perspective of one of your characters. You're looking through their eyes, you're thinking their thoughts, and they look at it a certain way. So that's when we need help to get out of that perspective and also hold space for that perspective and dive a few layers deeper. So this is when you would really benefit from having someone guiding you into your unconscious and more ask and interview these parts and hear from them directly instead of you trying to figure it out. Because number two, that might be a solid sign that you would really benefit from getting a coach right now, is when you hear yourself saying things like, ah, maybe it's because of this, or maybe it's because of that, or I should be able to figure this out by now. Why can't I get to it? It's like that's a sure sign that you're in your head. You're trying to think your way out of it, and you never will. You might come up with a new explanation that might feel satisfying for a while, but the pattern won't change. And then you come up with a new explanation. Oh, maybe it's because of this instead, or maybe it's because of my, you know, attachment pattern, or maybe it's because of this trauma, or maybe it's because of that, or, and you give it more and more explanation. You're stuck in your head, and that's not where the change is going to happen. And that's when also you would really benefit from help of being guided into your body, into your emotional body, into your unconscious, and connect with other parts of you in a different way than you've been able to do around this pattern. And you might have been able to do it with other patterns, but you might have come across something that's sticky that you can't, you know, get around or see from a different perspective. Completely normal. That happens. It does not mean that you're less than or that you haven't done your self-mastery homework good enough, you know? This is just meaning that you're getting deeper down. And with the deeper layers, we often need that help. And it might also be that you're not, as a number three example of a sign, like it might also be that you're not really having something like a huge problem, but you're feeling yourself longing for the next level or the next growth or next iteration of you. And like, but can't really see the way there. Can't really see how to get there. I might not even know like what is in the way of getting there. That's also when it's going to be really helpful to go in there and see what is there and what is your current box and what is holding the walls for that box and what is possible beyond that box. So those are some examples of when I see clients walking around way too long instead of reaching out and getting that help and moving forward. They're like, should be able to figure this out on my own. I'm going to go back to this lesson and that lesson and this lesson and that lesson. And, you know, and sometimes that's help. I'm not saying that you have to reach out for help or hire someone immediately when you find a new layer, unless you really want to have that support, because that's completely fine too. But how long? Like, is it stubbornness that is keeping you there? What character is in charge of telling you you should be able to figure it out on your own? So because I see this a lot, and because I see that many people in the community and in the groups and in the courses might not need a lot of support, like a one-on-one coach for several months, but maybe have something a little bigger that they're like, I can't get past this thing. How do I do that? Because of that, and because that people have reached out to me and asked like, can I just get a single session with you? There's this one thing, there's this one question and this belief that I can't get to. And usually I don't have my one-on-one coaching structure that way. You buy packages. So you have to sign up for at least, you know, 4 months to work together with me. But because of so many people have reached out and asked about this, and because I see it as an obstacle in many people's, I've decided to, during November, open up 5 spots for 5 2-hour one-on-one sessions. So if you want to get your hands on one of those, I haven't emailed yet about this. If you're listening to the podcast, I wanted to give you a bit of a head start if you're interested in getting that support for you. So it's only for November, limited spots, 5 of them, 2 hours, but not just those 2 hours. We will make sure that instead of spending valuable time during our session with covering history or background or what it is that you want to get to, we will go back and forth over email where you'll answer some questions beforehand so we can really get to the core of things before we even get into this session, so you can get as much out of it as possible. And you will get all the recordings. So if this is new to you and you're seeing like, oh, I'm using a certain technique as I'm guiding you into your unconscious, well, now go listen to it again and you can apply it to other patterns. So it's not just an investment for these 2 hours, it's actually teaching you a technique or something that you can apply again and again on other patterns if you'd like to. And if you're sitting with that fear of investing money and like not know, what if I don't get the results? Well, I've made it really easy for you. So to make it as risk-free as possible for your characters, for your parts, if you go into that session, if we have that session together, and if you come out and the day after you feel like that wasn't worth anything for me, that didn't do it for me, I didn't get any big insights or clarity or change, then ask for your money back. So we've taken away that that risk. So maybe you can take a bit of a leap out of your comfort zone and try something new. So 5 spots, 2 hours of coaching, preparation beforehand. I'm really looking forward to this. It's the first time I do anything like this. And I'm really looking forward to helping you move past some blocks that might be there right now so you can keep going on your own and get to new levels, get to new experiences of yourself, and get out of that Groundhog Day of the mind. So I'll leave a link over at the podcast episode or the blog post for the blog and podcast episode where you can read more and sign up. And I think that these spots will go pretty fast because there's already people that have reached out about it. So don't wait too long. They might be gone fast. So if you feel like this is your time to get some help, get some support, hire a coach, then I'm looking forward to connecting with you and helping you onward on your journey. That's it for today. I'll be back next week with a new episode. Take really good care. Thank you for listening. And if this was helpful to you, I appreciate a review in the podcast app that you're using. Until next week.